We're beginning Megillas Eicha. Just a short hakdama. This is written by the Navi Yirmiyahu. It's a kina over the Churban Bayis Rishon. There were actually two stages. Originally, Sefer Eicha consisted of Perak Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. Afterwards, Yirmiyahu added Perak Gimel and Perak Hei. See article who brings from the Tzemach David that the Churban Bayis Rishon took place during the reign of Melech Tzidkiyahu, that was in the year from 338 from the creation, or 422 BCE. At this point, Yehuda was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, and the Aser Sashvatim had been exiled 133 years earlier. This Golus lasted for 70 years until the year 3408, when Daryovish, the son of Esther, he permitted the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Bayis Sheni took place in the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the year 3828. We're beginning Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Eicha. The Radak learns, how did it happen? Yoshva Vadod, she sits alone, empty of her inhabitants, Yerushalayim. Ha'ir Rabosi Am, the city that was well populated. Rashi points out the Yudin Rabosi is extra, Ayin Sham. Ha'isa Ka'almana, she's become like a widow, but only like a widow. Not a widow mamish, rather like a woman whose husband has left and his intention is to return. Rabosi Vagoyim, the greatest among the nations, Sorasi Vamedinos, a ruler amongst provinces, as the Targum explains, that used to receive taxes, Hoysa Lamas, now, has to pay taxes to other nations.